Our next item is conditional use number 1849, Linder and Company Incorporated, in care of Andrea Finneroski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And regarding this conditional use, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1849 for Linder and Company for multifamily dwelling structures based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons, them being: one, the proposed conditional use is appropriate for this site because residential development of this type is appropriate where central sewer and water are available. Sewer will be provided by Sussex County and water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. Two, the development is on a property that is currently zoned AR1 and GR with a recommendation pending before County Council to rezone the entire property to GR. Multifamily dwellings are appropriate for GR zoned land and they will be consistent with neighboring properties and uses that include other MR and GR zoned lands and single and multifamily developments. Three, the proposed use is consistent with the county's comprehensive land use plan. Four, the project will be served or benefited by amenities which include a clubhouse, pool, playground, volleyball court, basketball court, tennis court, and walking paths. Five, with the conditions placed upon this recommendation, there will be no adverse impact upon traffic or the neighboring area. Six, no parties appeared in opposition to the project, and it is supported by several homeowners associations within the nearby Bethany Bay community. Seven, the development is consistent with the general purpose of the zoning ordinance that promotes the orderly growth, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of Sussex County. Eight, the proposed density is less than the maximum density permitted in the GR zone. This recommendation is, however, subject to the following conditions, them being: the recommendation is conditioned upon the rezoning of the entire property to GR, general residential, by County Council. B, there shall be no more than 200 units within the development. C, all entrances, intersections, roadways, multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant in accordance with DLDOT's determination. D, recreational amenities shall be completed within the project as follows: one, the community center, clubhouse, pool, playground, and courts shall be completed on or before the issuance of the 50th certificate of occupancy. Multimodal recreational facilities shall be completed by the 100th certificate of occupancy. E, the development shall be served as part of the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. F, the development shall be served by a central water system providing adequate drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. G, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements, and the project shall utilize best management practices to construct and maintain these features, fixtures. H, no wetlands shall be disturbed except as authorized by any state and federal permits. I, interior street design shall comply with or exceed Sussex County standards and shall include sidewalks or multimodal pathways on one side of all streets with street lighting. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping Addressing Department. K, the applicant shall consult with the local school district's transportation manager to determine if a school bus stop is appropriate. L, construction, site work, excavation, grading, and deliveries to or from the property shall only occur between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. M, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for the development. Landscape and lawn maintenance shall be the responsibility of the developer or the condominium association. N, for excavation of the large pond at the center of the development, the large pond has similar characteristics to a borrow pit. The following conditions shall apply to protect the neighboring residential properties and roadways, them being: one, no dredging shall be permitted. Two, water or a water truck shall be available to control dust when conditions require. Three, no materials shall be brought from off-site for processing, mixing, or similar purposes. Four, a construction entrance for the excavation operations shall be established and maintained in good condition. O, the final site plan for this development shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District. And lastly, the final site plan subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1849, Linder and Company Incorporated, care of Andrea Fenerowski, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I will not be participating in this vote as well.
All right, sir, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Lank, if you would, let the record reflect that the motion carried 4-0 with Mr. Ross abstaining because he did not participate in the public hearing. Our next item is subdivision.